Tuesday.
Yes.
Marcus D. Wiley.
Hey, V.
Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Our special guest, he's a pioneer in modern worship. He serves as the lead pastor of the Deep Fellowship Church in Orlando, Florida, but his ministry goes far beyond that. He's brought us so many wonderful praise and worship CDs. It's one man I can play in my car at home and just let it roll, one track after the other.
Yes, sir.
I feel like I'm walking in the clouds. I feel almost a third heaven.
Third heaven?
Yeah, I think I touched on second and a half.
Okay.
Second and a half.
Okay.
We welcome to the show. That's William McDowell.
Yes. What's up? What's up?
How y'all doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to be with you.
It is good to have you on the show with us. Withholding Nothing. I love this single. I've been hearing churches all across the country. It's going into worship and doing this, and that's where we are now, Withholding Nothing.
Yes, sir. It's been absolutely amazing. I mean, literally, we've seen people all around the world. It's just been crazy. I can't really describe how the Lord takes these songs and that start out as simple declarations and go literally around the world.
Say that again. Simple declaration.
Yeah, they're just simple declarations that go literally all around the world. It blows my mind, really. Yeah.
Talk about that fellowship and the worship time for you, because I know most of us understand how powerful words are. And you talk about the declaration, and it's coming out of that personal prayer time and worship time with God.
Yeah.
But not knowing that it goes beyond just you. The importance of our worship time with God extends beyond us.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I was talking to a lady from Nigeria. She made a statement to me that absolutely blew my mind. She said, congratulations on the success of your songs. And I, of course, was like, well, it's not my success. The Lord did it. You know, what we would normally say, because he did. And she said, no, I know that you understand that. What I'm saying to you is congratulations, because the Lord accepted your song.
Yeah.
And because he did, he took it around the world. And so it gave a new meaning to let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's just, you know, we take something that is private and he makes it public. It's just pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I like that. Accept my.
Yeah.
Lord has accepted my song.
He's accepted my song. I hope he accepted my jokes.
I know.
So listen here. Now, you're a lead pastor?
Yeah, we're in the process of planting a church in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, we launch in March, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, how that process been? Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I know it's a lot different from writing a song.
Yeah. It's a lot different from writing a song. I mean, honestly, this is something that I knew I was called to do before I knew that I was called to do what I'm doing now.
Gotcha.
So I had no idea that the Lord would do what he's done in my life in the area of worship as far as worldwide, because I've walked with some people who are very effective but unknown. And so I was really content with being effective, because I'd rather be effective than be famous and ineffective.
Yeah.
Because it's entirely possible to be completely famous to church people and unknown to the world and ineffective.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to be that.
Yeah.
So I was comfortable being hidden, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And it's the Lord who chose. But at the same time, you know, I really thought that this would come later in life. Yeah. But God is saying it's now. And so this is something we have to do, and I have to be obedient.
Yeah. You're a leader in the area of praise and worship for sure. So it's no surprise.
It's a surprise to me.
But
I'm
looking from the outside.
I'm being obedient. Yes, sir.
Well, we're excited to have William McDowell in studios with us right now with Holding Nothing. CD is in stores right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. CD, absolutely. DVD.
The response has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been number one the last couple of weeks, and so we're excited about
with
that.
Holding Nothing.
Well, let's get into it before he goes way off to the left. It is 24 minutes past the hour. We'll continue our conversation with William McDowell. Here he is with Withholding Nothing at 24 minutes past the hour on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Come on, you say.
Holding nothing.
Use it, Reverend.
While we listen to
Joe. 27
minutes past the hour.
I'm on the right key.
I didn't say you weren't.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I know my keys.
Yeah. John P.
Got house keys, work keys.
Yeah.
And then these keys.
What about Alicia?
Oh, and John P. Key.
Yes.
All the keys.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Okay.
Francis Scott.
Right. You're back with the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. William McDowell is here in studio with us. Marcus D and AV, and of course, me. Mm-hmm. We are really excited. Now, you said that this song was like an extension of Give Myself Away in rehearsal.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, I was at home and just on the piano thinking this would be a great addition to that. And then I said to the team the week we were rehearsing, I said, well, I just want to show you this little part. I hadn't shown it to anyone. And I said, we'll just kind of do it and see what happens. And the presence of God just took over, and I was like, okay, there's something else to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I said the night of, I said, well, maybe, you know, we'll go into it. I don't know. It wasn't on the set list. It wasn't. So here it is, the name of the CD, but it wasn't even on the set list. Wow. And we just began to sing it, and the people took over, and the rest just kind of happened organically.
And I like organic praise, you know, because it's not pushed on you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fabricated.
Yeah.
You know, because in our work, you know, as ministers, you see so much of the, all right, everybody, come on, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, I'm not going to make you praise God.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force you to worship a God who woke you up this morning and kept you all of this time in your life. You should know his worth.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, one of the great things about being a lead worshiper is you have to get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, allow people to see that he's the one that inspires the worship.
Right.
If we're the one trying to inspire the worship, we failed.
There you go.
That's powerful right there.
And that's 75% of the praise and worship leaders.
Yeah. In the way.
I can't go there, but.
Well, you don't have to.
I
can.
I can.
Yeah, we can because we see it. You know,
and
we see too much of you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because one time when we listen to your CDs, what I like about it is it flows.
Yeah.
And it's almost you kind of forget that you forget it's a project. You forget it's a CD. It's a worship and experience with God. Yeah. And it shows.
I mean, our goal is to honor what God is doing in the moment and figure out how to make a recording out of that later.
Yeah.
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 You know.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely perfect way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it shows. I like to say that line. You said it again about the worship leader. Say that again. What you said. You got to get out of the way. Say
that. I'll say it this way. If people leave talking about you, you failed.
Right. Yeah.
If they leave talking about him, it was a success.
Yes.
I like that,
you have to become invisible.
Yeah. I like that. A couple of things you got going on. I know a tour drive for the Orlando community.
We're excited about that. It's called a Red Carpet Christmas for Those in Need. Mm-hmm. And got some great friends joining us. One day I'm gonna get you to join us too. Absolutely.
As long as our tour drive and our D13 don't coincide,
they will not do it. But Israel's going to do it with us, and Aaron Lindsay and BJ Putnam and Danny Gokey, John Hannah, John Gray.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a really, really great time raising money for those in need. So we'll be benefiting Christmas Bag of Joy, which provides toys for thousands of kids in Central Florida, as well as Food for the Hungry is going to partner with us, and also Israel's daughter Mariah has something called Bella's Blankets, and we're going to do that as well.
She's so sweet.
She really is.
I love this new generation of kids who come up under us, you know, and you'll see it, you know, once your children get, you know, old enough to like do what you do.
Yeah.
You'll see it. It's amazing. And you want to cry all the time because, you know, you see how the hand of God just stays faithful over the generations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, for more information, if people want to follow you, get the CD. It's the number one CD and DVD on the gospel charts. Number one praise and worship song.
Yeah.
And we're excited about it. If they want to follow you and get your CD, where can they go for more information?
Well, obviously we have a website, williammcdowellmusic.com. Twitter at William McDowell, Facebook William McDowell Gospel, Instagram Real William McDowell, of course, in the stores everywhere, Christian music stores and local stores everywhere.
Yeah, man, God's grace on you.
Yes,
thank you so
Lord.
Much.
And His favor.
Yeah, Lord.
Go before you and just surround you like a shield, man, because you are doing the work.
Yes.
That we all should be doing.
Well,
and I'm not saying that everybody is a praise and worship leader, but I'm saying you're doing the work out front. that we should be doing at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to continue to be an example, and the Lord will continue to show us favor.
Yeah.
And we love you guys so much.
Oh, we love y'all too.
Yeah.
Bless Thank you.
William McDowell.
Dear mother,
now how old is the baby?
Withholding that. 3 years old.
3 years old.
And 18 months.
And 18 months. Yeah. Right, right.
He's doing it up.
Oh, just wait.
Get yourself away. William, thank you so much for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Of course, thank
I'm
you.
Just background while y'all talking.
Lord have mercy. 27 for the top of the hour.
You gotta look at me like that.
Waking you up.